We're back, the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment, and I'm excited to welcome to the program Kristen Chenoweth. She is from NBC's Trial and Error, Lady Killer, Season 2. Kristen, thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Neil.
Well, I'm excited to chat with you, and let's kind of, you know, just touch base and specifically enough your experiences with Wicked. My daughter, Ava, is such a huge fan of you from Wicked. How did you kind of transition from theater on Broadway on the way to now in on TV and stuff? That's a different transition, isn't it?
It is. And first of all, tell your girl, I said, thank you so much. That's always nice to hear when, you know, the younger generations like can appreciate you, right? It's just cool. I've always just been an actor, so I didn't really, it never really mattered to me whether it was on film or TV or on stage. If it's a good part, it's a good part, you know? And I don't really think about, oh, now I'm going to do TV or now I'm going to do, I just think about the role and I go, yeah, I want to do that, you know?
And that's the funny thing about it. You're right. You figure out the role and you become that character. How do you do that? Become that character, especially here you're 4'11". My wife's 5', and how do you to become that character and become bigger than life on screen in certain ways based on your character?
Well, I will say that Lavinia, the character I play in A Lady Killer, is she is larger than life, and but she's been kind of lived a Grey Gardens type of existence for about 40 years. She's been locked away in her big, big mansion. She's the first lady of East Tech, and she's accused of murdering her husband. So, of course, she's horrified, and the town loves her. So there's lots of fun things to draw on. But, of course, when somebody is larger than life, you want to know what they're like in their private moments, too. And the writer, Jeff Astroff, gave me a lot of what you would call confessionals, where I just point blank talk to the camera. And in these moments, you really get a sense of who she is, I think. There's definitely a flair for the dramatic, but there's a lot of sadness in her and loneliness in her,
yes,
too.
When you're bigger than life, regardless, either power or fame, a lot of times you take advantage of the public. And it seems like she did do that, and it's hilarious. I watched the trailer for season 2, and it's just she's really funny. And just based on, we know those kind of people. So did you research those kind of people to prepare for this character?
Oh, please. I'm related to these kind of people. I grew up in the South. So there's a sense that you have in the South that you should always be, everything's under control. Stiff upper lip with a smile, you know? And I think that Lavinia has that a little bit, but I also feel that she's watched a lot of movies from the 30s and 40s era, and she's chosen to kind of talk like them, and she never learns anybody's name. Like her lawyer, she says, lawyer. She doesn't call him by his name. Other person, judge. You know, she just doesn't. The rules do not apply to Lavinia Peck Foster, and that was one of the most fun aspects of playing her.
Exactly. That seems like it's a fun character, and to think about that, so going back to the Deep South growing up in ways, figuring out that character, and we're going to learn throughout the season she's going to change, right? She's not going to always be the person she is, especially going through this whole process of being on trial.
Absolutely. The writer definitely gave the character a chance to, let's just say, appear and be very different from who we think she is. And of course, some would say, you know, is she a villain or is she loved? And that's the question I want the audience to ask throughout the entire season. And, you know, obviously I can't confirm or deny whether she's guilty or not, but if anybody watched The Jinx, you know, these documentaries about true crime are something that I really enjoy, and I believe that he very loosely based Lavinia on Robert Durst. So I've been inhaling these shows like Making of a Murderer and all these that have come out, and the way they shoot it in the documentary style, we call it mockumentary, and it is really, it's making fun of that type of show, and I just love it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, Kristen, watching like the ID channel investigation on Discovery and all these things and seeing how these murders are take place and what happens, and you get all into it, right? You could binge watch that all day, couldn't you?
Yeah. Just
you
inhale it. Yeah, you can't get enough. I know that that's where I spend most of my time on TV at night when I can't sleep, I go immediately to the ID station. I'm like, I married a murderer. Who knew I married a murderer? I'm an axe murderer. I mean, it's just crazy.
And you never know how people change and happen, and then you're shocked to find out who the person is that does it and who done it. So that's right. So we're going to find out if that character of yours is the who done it, but she has the ego that she could care less if she did it, because she would be out of prison in seconds, right? Based on her lawyer and based on the thing. I like the funny scene where, again, your bail was only like $10 just because you're so well known in that town.
I know. And you know who pays it is the judge. That tells you how beloved she is.
And the prosecutor must be going crazy, right? And then there's just other comedy parts to it with the prosecutor and the relationship to your lawyer. It's funny. It really is. And it probably is a real life thing in ways that happen when you're in this business.
Well, you know, it's so funny when we watch, you know, these real crime dramas, we think you can't write this stuff. And this is real life. So what we've done is just turned it on its ear a little bit and make fun of it a little bit. And the cast, you know, John Lithgow told me to do the part. He said, we're all from the same planet. You're on this planet, girl. You've got to do it. And when I read the first script, I thought, oh, man, how am I going to negotiate for any money? I don't want the people to know how much I love it yet, you know. I really love it.
Well, it seems like you love it and you're really into it for sure. And connecting with the fans for sure is an important part of it as well, Kristen. You really stick to your fans, especially from as you have fans in Wicked and all the Broadway stuff you've done to your TV and movies. It's all fun about the fans. That's what keeps shows running and keeps it exciting, doesn't it?
That's right. And really, I wanted to please John Lithgow, of course, because he set the bar so high, but I also want the fans to be on board and not be disappointed. You know, I don't think Lavinia Peck Foster is a disappointment. I think she is very different from Larry from season one, but I think she's, she's something. I'll just say that.
And then they'll be wanting more and more and more of you, Kristen. So the best place people can connect with you, again, the season premiere is again on Thursday. Everyone needs to tune in. And where can we connect with you as well? Social media wise.
Thank you so much for having me, Neil.
You're welcome. Social media, Kristen.
Have a good time. Yeah, tell your daughter I said hi.
Oh, I will. Thanks again for calling. Appreciate it. Take care. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Neil Haley's Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.